A couple years down the road, you take up a new hobby. You were looking to, be a little more active, do something that's gonna get you up, get your heart pumping. You decide, hey, you work downtown, you work on 6th Street. It's not the safest place in the world. And it
No.
might not be a bad idea to know a thing or two about how to protect yourself. So you start taking classes, some martial arts classes.
What kind?
You start taking classes at a little place called Taekwon Doug.
Taekwon
It's
Doug.
a yeah, it's a Taekwondo studio run by Sensei Doug Spillman.
Okay.
CPA by day, Taekwondo master by night.
Oh, wow. What's his deal?
He will do your taxes. He will give you a break if you're one of his Taekwondo students. He makes that abundantly clear. It's kind of implied that, like, you do your taxes with me now. It's kind of like,
Oh, wow. Okay.
it's one of those, but the rates are very good.
Okay.
And it's like a nice, open, safe place. You don't feel like it's full of a bunch of people who are looking to rip your head off. It's like people who are, learning and getting in touch with themselves in the Taekwondo way, in a Taekwondo way. Because Doug cares about you. Doug
Okay.
wants you to be well. And you get that impression from him. He's like a genuinely nice man. You take classes there for like 18 months, right? You get really deep into it. You're there pretty much every weekend. At about a year, you actually like had like a match against somebody. Yeah, your fucking ass kicked. Just Taekwondo'd half to death, right? There's a moment after you got kicked right in the testicles, like both of them. Square. You didn't wear a cup. You're anti-cup at this point.
Why?
I mean, a lot of reasons, Hollywood, reasons like that. So you get hit right in the fucking balls, right? And you're
Dang.
laying there face down, sweat, spit, snot, blood, all pooling together underneath
Fuck.
your fucking face on the mat. And you just think, you know what? Maybe competitive Taekwondo isn't for me.
Yeah.
And you don't do another match, but you continue the art form.
Oh,
And
okay.
you get up to a brown belt. Within 18 months. Some people might say that's quick. I don't really know. I'm not familiar with the culture, but you work really hard. You become a solid Taekwondo student. You feel like if, there was a physical altercation downtown, you'd at least be better prepared than the other guy, most likely.
Yeah, I would
And that
probably
made you
try to
feel good.
fight him off and then probably just try to run, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you think that's your ultimate strategy is what can
Yeah.
I do to put space between myself and this other person as quickly as possible?
That's what they always say you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but that if when backed into a corner, a cobra strikes, baby.
Right. I've been trained by Doug.
Cobra strikes hard. It's not afraid to strike. You put that cobra in a corner, you're going to see its fangs. That's what you say to yourself as you leave for the house every night. It's kind of your mantra. You just repeat it in the mirror.
Am I that like frightened of being downtown or what's going on?
No, but you're almost itching to use it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
You're
okay.
almost like, let somebody fuck with me. I dare them to fuck with me. You kind of say that as you walk down the street, hoping somebody hears you and like fucks with you because you're ready. Pop off on somebody.
Wow.
So you're walking towards the Velveeta Room, 6th and Red River. You walk past the guy who like bumps your shoulder right next to like a little halal food truck.
Okay.
And you kind of turn, you let the momentum spin you, and you look at him and you look him dead in the eyes as you spin and you go, fuck you.
Oh, man.
And he kind of stops and he looks at you and you like turn and walk away and a smile comes across your face. You kind of like position your head, you're listening for the footsteps.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Daredevil lately, dude.
Yeah. You close your eyes as you're walking along just to heighten senses. You smell a corn dog place you never thought was there.
Wow.
Because you were always using those fucking eyes.
Yeah.
But now that it's all nose and ears and tongue,
Oh.
soft, supple tongue. As long as it's those, you sense other things. And you're listening and you hear the footsteps and the guy just clobbers you, right? You're trying to be cool and he just knocked you to the fucking ground. He kicked you a couple times,
What?
in the stomach.
Oh.
You managed to like get into a defensive position. He just kind of weathered the storm.
Okay. Well,
He walked away
thanks, Doug.
completely unscathed. Not even breaking a sweat, to be, if we're being like very honest. It was very easy for him.
Okay.
Battered and beaten, you go to the Valve. You walk up, Michael Park's standing there, and he goes, holy shit. He goes, what happened to you?
I tell him, I go, I mouthed off to the wrong guy, Michael.
He goes, yeah, what do you look like? And you describe him.
I describe him.
Michael reaches down. He pulls a little 38 from his boot
What?
and he tucks it into his front pocket on his jacket. He winks at you.
Okay. So I got the wrong idea, Michael. I just keep walking.
So you go inside. You're at the Valve, right? You're just like sore. You're just like, fuck, you got the shit kicked out of you a little bit. Your ego got bruised.
Yeah.
You hang out at the Valve, shows goes fine. You go home. You can't fucking sleep. Right? You just can't sleep. And to be fair, like, the mattress you have is like not the best. You've had it for several years. It's been to like three different apartments. It's like, it's time. I'm going to get a nicer mattress. You think the next day you're going to go out and you're going to find something you're going to sleep on for the next several years of your life. So you do. The next day you wake up, still sore from the night before. Again, barely slept, did not sleep well. Make your breakfast. Have your coffee.
Yeah. Fuck.
Scroll on your phone. You take your shit. You crank.
Ah. A
By
busy
that time,
morning.
it's like, sorry?
It's a busy morning. Getting a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, you know what? It's actually like your ideal Sunday.
Shitting and cranking.
To a
On a
certain point in the day, yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, eventually you got to get stuff done, but that morning you kind of take for yourself. It's your favorite few hours of the week.
My day
It's
off,
all
yeah.
downhill from there. So you get your, you call them your chores, chitting, cranking, having breakfast, So you get your chores done for the day. You got a little chart on the wall. You put a gold star up on today's little
Oh,
box.
hold on. So if I don't shit, I don't jack off, I don't give myself a star, I keep
Correct.
track of this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my
Yeah, and
God.
let me just say,
Yeah.
there might be more stars on this fucking little calendar than there are in the goddamn Milky Way.
Oh my God.
Wait, I don't know anything about science either. Does the Milky Way have more than one star? I don't know.
Oh, it has so many.
I'm not a smart person, Pat.
That's all right.
Point being, there's a lot of fucking stars there. You have not missed a day of shitting and cranking, right? You put the star up and you say, I'm a good boy.
Oh, no, I would. Oh,
Every single day. I'm a
gross.
good
That.
boy. When you press that fucking sticker onto the calendar. And there's a moment where you feel connected to the paper. Just before you pull your finger away and the adhesive sticks. Where there's a tug of war between the oils on your fingertips with that adhesive. There's a split second where you feel very connected to that moment in time and you say, I'm a good boy. So you've been shitting and cranking for several months in a row nonstop. You're doing great, right? You're really keeping it up.
I've been a very good boy, is what you're
You've been a
saying.
very good boy. So you leave your house. You're gonna go find a mattress, right? You're kind of tired anyways. Like, man, I just slept like shit. I'm in a pretty good place to feel like, oh, will this be comfortable for me or not? So you go to a store, a mattress store. It's called Z Time. They got like 35 different mattresses there. They're kind of set up in like a, it's like a dimly lit space, you know. There's like little half walls everywhere. These
All right.
beds have little like pockets where it feels like safe and secure, you know. It's for as big of a place as it is, like these little areas are fairly private. So you can like maneuver around and get comfortable, you know. It feels like a safe environment in which to like
Oh.
be yourself as a sleeper, as opposed
So
to like just the very exposed, those fucking corporate mattress stores.
okay, so I can
You
kind
know?
of feel free to stretch out a little bit and not feel
Yeah, yeah.
like anyone's watching me.
Yeah. It's like that.
That's
Z
cool.
Time is honestly a pretty good fucking mattress store. Reasonably priced, big selection. Again, the comfortable feel. That's why people go there. So you're walking around. If you had to describe your ideal mattress, are you a memory foam guy? Are you a springs man?
I
Pillow
can't.
top?
I can't
Cooling
say
pad?
I've never used like a memory foam thing,
Yeah.
but I think I would be willing to try. I mean, I tend to sleep the same way every time, so
Yeah, so you're walking around, you're looking at mattresses, right?
I
You're
got
doing
an
that
open
thing
mind
where
about this, yeah.
you kind of sit on the edge, you bounce up and down, and you just make a snap judgment and go, no, not this one.
Yeah.
You do that 6 or 7 times, and then you set those cheeks down in a memory foam mattress. 100% memory foam. No springs inside here. And you sink down, and it yields to your body. It forms to your shape, and a chill goes down your fucking spine, right to the tip of that dick. And you think, this could be comfortable. You like scooch back, right? You lay down. The memory foam just kind of swallows you, right? It just takes you in. It's so fucking comfortable, Pat. It's like sleeping on a giant marshmallow
Wow.
in all the right ways.
Okay. Well, I look no further. This is it.
You lay there for a second, right? You feel there's a vent right above you, and the AC kicks on. It's been a hot day. You kind
Okay.
of lay there under the vent, that AC blowing on. You hear some soft, smooth jazz over the speakers. You lay okay. there cooling off for a second, and you're like, oh, this feels nice.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
You wake up to the sound of shattering glass.
Oh, no.
You look around. You're in a dark mattress store. It's got to be 10, 11, midnight. You kind of jolt forward from your sleep, and you look in the direction of the sound, and you see three guys breaking in through a window. Dang. At the front of Z-Time. You clearly fell asleep, and they clearly didn't see you, and locked up with you still inside. And you feel like you've just had the best fucking sleep of your life.
Okay.
You see three guys come in through a broken, like they broke one of those large windows, you know, like an 8 foot tall window. Just kind of crumples. You hear them yelling to each other, like, search a store, search a store. What okay. do you do?
I'm kind of tucked off to the side, right?
I mean, yeah. You're in like a little enclave.
I stay in my enclave and I just try not to make
you're
any
in
noise.
you're in the Aruba enclave.
Okay.
There are several enclaves around Z Time. And they're all sort of themed, you know. The Aruba enclave, you know, it looks, you know, like Aruba. It's there's a sea painted on the wall. You appreciated it.
Are there
you're tucked away in a little enclave, in the Aruba enclave.
I would hide.
So you kind of hide, right? You tuck yourself away like in a corner. And it's like a little half wall, so you can still see like where the lights are going. And you can like hear them talking to one another.
Okay. What are they saying?
They're like, where's the register? You know, and they're like, look around. And they go, find the back. There's a safe back there. So they're like searching to find like how to get to like the office, you know. And you hear the footsteps getting closer. You reach down. You feel that brown fucking belt around your waist. You get a text message on your phone. It's from Doug. He says, I felt something. Is everything okay? You go to answer it. You're about to say, you're about to like tell him, hey, I'm in Z Time. I was buying a mattress, you know, fell asleep. You're about to tell him the whole thing. And you see the flashlight sweep right overhead.
Dang.
It illuminates the back wall of the Aruba enclave. You see the sandy shore painted on the wall. The palm tree that runs all the way up to the ceiling. Coconuts on the sand. For just a second, as that flashlight sweeps across the landscape.
Wow.
So you pocket the phone, right? This guy's like 10 feet away from you. You can hear his footsteps. You can hear him breathing. You can smell the beef jerky on his breath. It's teriyaki. You see him, his flashlight pointed towards the enclave across the aisle from yours. He sweeps it, and then it points again at the back wall, and he like makes his way into your little enclave there, into the Aruba enclave. He pops his head in. You see him. He's probably like 6 feet tall on the thin side. He's got a black ski mask on. He's got a black sweatshirt, black sweatpants. What do you do?
I stay very still.
You stay very still, and he kind of like He kind of like sweeps the enclave with his flashlight. He sees you immediately and he goes, "Who the fuck are you?" And then he shoots you right in the head.
Oh,
He shoots you right in the head. He had a gun. He just stood there in the corner, like he didn't even move. He shoots you in the head. He goes, "Guys, we gotta get out of here." They wind
holy
up getting away
shit.
with it. They're never found. They steal about $75. Make $75. The cops show up. They think it's a normal robbery, and then they find your body the next morning. Like they didn't even look through the whole building.
Oh, come
But
on.
a lady came in for her morning shift, you know, that morning, and
Yeah.
she was like, "Fuck, this is wild," you know. The manager showed up in the morning, and she like walked through the broken glass and was like walking around, and she came into the Aruba Enclave, which was honestly like a place of serenity for her. You know, it was sort of aspirational.
Oh,
It
no.
was calming. She carried a
Not for
wave
much
machine with
longer.
her and she would plug it in
Yeah.
when she'd go in there, you know.
Oof.
It's where she spent most of her breaks. And she went in there and just saw your lifeless body laying on the floor and just a hole in the fucking middle of your skull. She screamed. They closed down the mattress store.
Why?
They closed it because there was a grisly death there, and people just never felt comfortable in there again. In fact, they felt like it was haunted, and it was what's the word when you don't
Like
like being in
cursed?
the tights? Like it was claustrophobic, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well,
Wow.
what once was comfortable after the news and the pictures made the local news, and it came on, and they were like, the picture of your dead body with your head blown up
Yeah.
went on the local news, and they were like, "Folks, we have to tell you, we're about to show you a picture that's pretty gruesome." And it was just on there the whole time. And like the anchor was like, "What?" He goes, "Oh shit." And he had like a meltdown, like live on camera. And it became like a viral thing. And it was like they just never shut the feed off. It was like a picture of you dead for like 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes and 32 seconds.
Oh my God. Dang, man.
They didn't even put your name on it. They just put dead guy in like the Chiron
Oh.
thing. Yeah.
Oh man, I never even got to use my martial arts.
No, you didn't. You had an opportunity and you just
We had a
stood
gun.
there.
I'm not, what am I gonna do? Use
I don't,
fucking
you
Taekwondo?
had the element of surprise on your side, and you just stood there in the corner like a coward, knowing that he had a flashlight, and you didn't let him look at you,
I
and
wouldn't
then he
turn
shot
him
you in
in.
the head.
Whatever. Whatever.